Silas, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. Well, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you will ever realize. Now, opening prayer, I pray, Lord, that you grant your servant great boldness this day to preach your word and bring your word, that, Lord, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? That's what we're going to talk about today. What does God think of you? We go to Psalm 51, 1 to 3. It says, Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sins, for I recognize my rebellion. Friends, God has mercy on you because of his unfailing love. Because of his great compassion, he will blot out the stain of your sins. He will cleanse you from your guilt, purify you from your sins, as you call upon his name and recognize your rebellion. You may have turned your back on God, but loved one, God has never turned his back on you. Go to Luke 15:20. Jesus said, And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Friend, it's the only time in the Bible where we see God run when he sees his son or daughter that comes home. He rushes towards you. Jesus is motivated by a heart broken of the burdens that you carry. Do you know you are precious to God? You are his treasure, his desire is that no one should perish. We see this in John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In other words, God did not send his son Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but to save you, to have eternal life and peace with God now and for eternity. Hebrews 4:16, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Friend, God is determined to be your shield, to be with you, to be your Savior, to erase your transgressions and not remember your sins. 1 Peter 5:7, Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Well, we see these scriptures. God loves you, he always has, and he always will. And friend, it's not enough to say, oh, it's great to hear John and walk away. There's a free gift of eternal salvation is being offered. But you must make the choice to receive this free gift. In Romans 10, 9 and 13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So friend, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in the simple prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given you a purpose so you can fulfill your destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life that God has not called anyone else to do. That's why you are unique. Isaiah 43:25, God says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. What he's saying is God forgives and forgets your sins, not because we deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. Your past has passed away, friends. You are forgiven. You are free from condemnation. Loved one, may you walk with the divine knowledge that your destiny has been written in the chronicles of glory from the creation of time. God sees you today. You are on the highway to heaven. Celebrate with joy unspeakable. Amen. Right. Today's scripture is from Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds. A divinely planted sense of purpose, but God alone can satisfy. The message is eternity is in your heart. God has placed eternity in the hearts of mankind. Everything we experience not only serves a purpose here on earth, but it serves a purpose for eternity. He's making you ready to rule and reign with him. As long as you are moving forward and giving strength in strength and gaining eternal victory, view what's going on in your life with an eternal perspective. You have a higher calling. You have a greater purpose. Focus on what God is doing in your life. Don't allow little irritations to get you off course or distracted. What God has called you to do. Do what God has called you to do. Open your heart and mind and allow him to prepare you for eternity. As you keep an eternal perspective and stay determined to be who God called you to be, we will see his hand moving in your life, and you will live as an overcomer now and throughout eternity. So I'll pray for you today. Father in heaven, thank you for placing eternity in their heart. Help them stay focused on things that have eternal value so that they can live and give you glory. And the wisdom key for today is the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. Okay, God's power to heal his people from sickness, disease, infirmities, including viruses. Isaiah 53:3-5, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our illnesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:16-17. And he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. See, what we've got to know today is that at the same time Jesus carried your sins on the cross, he actually carried your sicknesses, disease, and viruses at the same time. This is not something that has to be done, but was already done 2,000 years ago. In Isaiah 53:5, it clearly states that by his stripes upon his body, we are healed. We were healed. It's a done deal. Matthew 8:14-15. When Jesus entered Peter's house, this is from Matthew 8:14-15. When Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she rose and served him. This was contagious. It was a violation of Jewish tradition to touch someone in this condition. The Jews marveled because the touch did not defile Jesus, the healer, but healed the defiler. In Luke 9:2-6, And Jesus sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the good news and healing everywhere. Friends, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick, cast out demons every single time. It's part of our job description as a New Testament disciple of Jesus Christ. And now here is a testimony of a contagious disease, leprosy. This is the testimony. Stuart was in India preaching and holding on to a leper's hand, and suddenly the words again flooded into my mind. You are contagious goodness. I turned to the crowd and said, each one of you would be afraid to touch the leper. You would be scared of catching what he's got. Men of God do not have to be afraid of leprosy. Leprosy is afraid of us. I'm not going to catch what he's got. He's going to catch what I've got. Holy Ghost healing power. For about 8 years, contagious badness had been flowing through this man. However, in a few short seconds, the contagious goodness flowed in. The Holy Ghost healing power. He caught the healing and he was set free. Friends, born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, you have a new nature inside you. You can't help but release goodness and healing into others because that's what you are. Okay, we go to Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to you, to your mortal bodies, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. So friends, so the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will make you alive and quicken your mortal body. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health and healing, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. I pray, Holy Spirit, of what I've said is from you. Then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal now. Believe you receive and you will have. The Holy Spirit will make you alive, will quicken your mortal bodies. So lay your hand on the part of you that needs a touch from the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. Father, I pray in the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, every infirmity I bind and break your power and command you in Jesus' name to loose and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven go right through that body. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Be healed and made whole. Pains, emotional and physical, I curse this. I bind and break it off of you. Let the fire of God burn out every trace of it. Be healed and made whole by the blood of Jesus. I command shalom. Give them your peace, Lord. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Torment them no more. Heart, blood disorders, let every artery be opened in Jesus' name. I break the power. Set them free, Lord. Let the blood live. Let the blood live in their body. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Fill them with your goodness. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Kidneys, problems, disease, I curse this kidney condition. The bladder and the urinary tract, everything that's... Give them a miracle, Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name. And just like cancers and tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded to dry up from the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die at the roots. Cancer, every cancer cell in the body, I command you to die. I loose the touch of heaven. Let the fire of God burn out every trace of cancer. I command you, come out of this body in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, fill them with your goodness. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated, and it is shalom. His peace has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You are our strength and our song. We magnify your holy name. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. But look for the improvements. Very important to look for the improvements. The Bible clearly states, you shall recover, you shall get well. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. Fear always distorts the truth. God has not, says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So to keep your healing, believe you have received. Use your authority as a believer. You've got the Holy Ghost with you now. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Don't holding on to any grudges or being vindictive. The other part, don't hold on to any grudge. The other party might be wrong, might be right, but you know, just don't hold on to it. Walk in love, maintain a good confession. Also know that God wants to heal you. And today's blessing, I pray, Lord, that now, Father, we thank you that your word does not return void. Let the healings that have begun continue until we can testify that our God is still a divine healer. Bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Be gracious unto us. Give us your peace that surpasses all understanding, and joy in our hearts to know that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. We trust you in our trials because you are our triumph. In Jesus' name, shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to you. Chapter 11 verse 28. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened.